Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Ches. This Mishnah will discuss what happens to a person who makes others good, what happens to a person who unfortunately makes others do averus, says the Mishnah. Kol HaMezakeh, we're again continuing in the series of Mishnahs that begin with the word Kol. Kol HaMezakeh Sarabim, whoever influences other people to do good, to do mitzvahs, Ein Chet Bo Al Yodai. If he teaches them Torah and Musar, and he leads them in a proper path, then Hashem will help that from heaven, they will prevent him from doing an Avera, as the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, Shelo Yehei Hu Begehinam V'Talmid of Began Eden. The Talmidim that he influenced to do good are in Gan Eden, and as a result of an Avera, a terrible Avera that he did, he winds up in Gehenna. In order that that shouldn't happen, he gets help from Hashem that he should not transgress this Avera. However, V'chol HaMachli Yisarabim, whoever causes others to sin, he's Mesis Bnei Adam LaAvera, he influences people to do Averas, and he leads them off the straight path, leads them off the derech, ein maspikin biyodei lases tshuva. He does not receive the help from heaven to do tshuva. Why? Because shelo yehehu began eden v'tamidu begehinam. Just the opposite of before. He influenced other people to do bad. They're going to wind up in gehinam. And he will do tshuva and he'll wind up in gan eden. Hashem doesn't want that to happen either. Therefore, Hashem gives him no siyat d'shmaya, no help to improve himself. According to the Rambam, it's even stronger than that. Hashem removes from him the ability of bechira, of free choice, and Hashem prevents him from doing tshuva so that he should receive his punishment that is due to him. And so we find in Avos Rav Nosson Perik Mem, Kol HaMezakeh Sarabim Ein Megalgel Aver Al Yodei, Shelo Yiyu Talmidov Noich Olam Habo V'Hu Yored L'Shoil. His Talmidim should not get Olam Habo, and he winds up in purgatory. Shenamar David HaMelech said in Tehillim Perik Tazayin Pasuk Yud, Ki Loi Sazoiv Nafshi L'Shoil. You will not, Hashem, let my soul do an Avera, and as a result of that Avera, I will wind up in Sheol, in Gehinnom, as the Tosfos Yontif explains that Pasuk in Tehillim, the end of the Pasuk, Loisiten Chasidecho Lirei Shachas, you will not allow your pious ones, those Talmidim that the Rebbe influenced to go on a good path, those Chasidim should not wind up seeing the destruction of their Rebbe. This is how the Tosfos Yontif explains David HaMelech's Pasuk in Tehillim. Ki lo yisazov nafshi l'shoil, you won't let me go to Gehinnom, so that lo yisiten chasidecho lirei shachas, that the Talmidim that I created, who are on the right there, who will wind up in Gan Eden, they should not see me in shachas in Gehinnom. Continues the Mishnah, Moshe Zocha, Moshe came to the highest level that a human being can come to in the pursuit of wisdom and in doing good actions, Vizika Esarabim, and at the same time, he taught Klal Yisrael Torah and Mitzvahs, and he showed them the right path that they should become Amam Leches Kehanim V'goy Kadosh V'yisem Li Am Segula, that they should become a treasured nation, and therefore, Zechus HaRabim Tuluya Boy, the merit that the Rabim has, that they are fulfilling the mitzvahs, the merit that Klal Yisrael has, that they fulfill mitzvahs, Tuluya Boy, is dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu. It's as if he fulfilled all those mitzvahs. We know, Kol HaMa'aseh Chaver L'Dvar Mitzvah, Ki'ilu Aso. If someone causes the other person to do a mitzvah, it's as if the ma'asa, the one who caused the mitzvah to be done, it's as if he himself did it. That's what happened when Moshe influenced Klal Yisrael to do the mitzvahs. Shenemar tzidkas Hashem also, Moshe did the righteousness of Hashem, umishpatav, im Yisrael. As a result of his positive influence on Klal Yisrael, he did the whole Torah mitzvahs with Yisrael together. However, Yeravam chata, Yeravam himself sinned. He placed two golden calves, and he said to the Bnei Yisrael in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Ches, Rav Lachem Yaloi Yerushalayim. You don't have to go anymore to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Hinei Eloi Hecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Be'er Yisrael. Here, this golden calf, that is your God who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So he himself sinned. But at the same time, he made others sin, that they too should bow down to the Eglei Zov and serve Avodah Zarah. So as a result, says the Mishnah, when the Jew sinned, that became his sin. It's as if he did all those averas. As the Pasuk states in Malachim Aleph, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed, Al chatos Yeravam ben Nevat asher chata va'asher hechti es Yisrael. It's not only that Yeravam is held accountable for the averis that he did, but the averis that he made Klal Yisrael sin. So we see that it doesn't say al chatos Yeravam v'Yisrael, the averis of Yeravam and Yisrael, but rather va'asher hechti es Yisrael, all the averis that the Jews did, they were considered as if Yeravam did those averis, and therefore he does not get the siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva, or as the Rambam says, even more than that, the bechira chafshis, free will, is taken away from Yeravam, and he's unable to do tshuva. Similar to what the Rambam says concerning Paroi, that Paroi, his bechira was taken away, that he was not able to do tshuva. Perek Hey Mishnah Yutes. Before we get into the actual Mishnah, we will make a short Hakdama. We have already learnt in Perek Dalad Mishnah Chaf Aleph the words of Rabbi Lezer HaKaper, who said, Hakinah v'ataiva v'akavod motziyin es ha'adam in ha'olam, that jealousy and taiva, desire, lust, and kavod, the seeking of other people giving one honor, remove a person from this world and the next world, min ha'olam. According to the Tosfos Yontev, that Mishnah there in Perek Dalet is the same as Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud Aleph, where Rabbi Yeshua stated, Ayin hara, v'yetzer hara, v'sinas habriyas mitzien es ha'adam in ha'olam. And it's the same three midos rois. Ayin hara, the evil eye, that equals the kinna of Rabbi Lezer HaKaper, a person who is always jealous of what other people have. He's not satisfied with what he has himself. He faginzich nisht. That's a Yiddish expression for he doesn't allow himself to allow other people to have things that he doesn't have. It bothers him. He's jealous of them. So that's the kinna equals the ayin hara. The taiva of Rabbi Lezer HaKaper, Rabbi Yeshua states as yetzer hara, because the yetzer hara is the one that has the desire. And what Rabbi Lezer HaKaper said, v'hakavoid, that is the same as what Rabbi Yeshua said, sinas habrius, because there is nothing more than what people hate than someone who always seeks honor. Or the Medrash Shmuel says that sinas habrius is the person who's seeking honor. He will hate people who don't give him the honor that he thinks he deserves. So the Tosfos Yontev already has told us that Perek Dalet Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Hakina Atai V'Akavod, equals Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ayin Hara, V'Yetzer Hara, V'Sinas Habrius, Mitzinus Adam and Olam. In our Mishnah, we are also going to speak about three Midos Tovos and hipucham, and the opposite of those three midos tovus, three midos rois. And the Chidah tells us that these three midos rois are the ones that we've already learned before in Masechta Avos two times. They are the same as kinetai v'kavod, they're the same as ayin hara, yetzer hara, and sinas habris. What are those three midos tovos and the opposite midos rois? So they are ayin toiva, a good eye, as the Chidah explains, based on the Sefer Matnas Avos, that a person who has a good eye is happy with his own lot in life. He has no jealousy, and he's absolutely 100% happy that others have, even things that he doesn't have. A person who has a ruach nemucha, a low, humble spirit, he is not seeking honor. And a person who has a nefesh shvela, he has a low, desirous nefesh, he does not have a desire for physical pleasures that can have an effect over him, that can dominate him. Those are the three good midos. And the opposite is the ayin hara, the same ayin hara that we've had before, who likes money. And because he likes money, he's jealous when others have more money than him, more things, more possessions, more stuff than he does. And erfagintnish, he cannot allow himself to allow others to have it. And then there is ruach gavoya, that's a spirit of haughtiness who seeks honor. And finally, nefesh rechava is a wide, expansive, desirous nefesh of taiva. Now, the Mishnah makes an introduction, and we're going to ask two questions on this Mishnah, and we will give the answer that Rabbi Leib Chassman in his classic Sefer Or Yohel gives, but first we'll learn through the whole Mishnah. So the first question that the Or Yohel asks is why we need a special Hagdama here to our Mishnah, which we don't usually find. What is the Hagdama? Let's learn it inside. Kol mi sheyesh biyadei shloisha dvorim halalu mitalmidei shel Avraham Avinu. Whoever has in his hand the following three things, he is a student, he follows in the way of Avraham Avinu. Because as we will see, Avraham Avinu had the three positive midos of ayin toiva, ruach nemucha, and nefesh shvala. Continues the Mishnah, ushloisha dvar macherim, if he has three other character traits, three other midos, mitamidav shel Bilam arasha, then he is a student, he's following in the ways of Bilam, because Bilam had ayin ra, ruach gavoya, and nefesh rechava. So now, after making this introduction of kol mi, again, we're following in the series of Mishnais that start with the word kol, but after making this general introduction, if you have three good midos, you're a talmid of Avraham. If you have three bad midos, you're a talmid of Bilam. Now the Mishnah repeats itself. Ayin toiva v'ruach nemucha v'nefesh shvala mitalmid of shal Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra v'ruach gavoya v'nefesh rechava mitalmid of shal Bilam arasha. The problem over here is the Mishnah could have skipped the Hagdama, skipped the introduction, and concisely put it all together by stating, Kol mi sheyesh biyadoi, ayin toiva v'ruach nemucha v'nefesh shvala mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. And kol mi sheyesh biyadoi shloisha dvarim acherim, or even skipping the shloisha dvarim acherim, kol mi sheyesh biyadoi, ayin ra v'ruach gavoya v'nefesh rechava mitalmidav shel Bilam arasha. Why was it necessary to give a general introduction and then a repetition? The general introduction is, if you have these three things, we're not telling you yet what they are, but if you have the following three things, you're a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. You have the following three things, you're a Talmud of Bilam. And what are those three things that you are a Talmud of Avraham? Ayin toiva v'ruach nemucha v'nefesh shvala, mitalmidav, again, mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra v'ruach v'nefesh rechava, again, mitalmidav shel Bilam arasha. We could have concisely put this Hagdama and skipped the Hagdama and said, kol mi sheyesh biyadoi Ein Tov Ruach Nemucha V'Nefesh Shefala Mitamid Shavu Avinu. And you don't even have to say the number three. We can count. We know it's three. What is the pshat in this Hagdama? We will see the answer of the Ar Yoel at the conclusion of the Mishnah. But let's go through these three items in a little depth and see where in the Torah we find that Avraham Avinu had the positive midos and Bilam had the negative midos. So let's begin with Ayin Tova. Where do we find that Avraham had Ayin Tova? Because when he ran after the four Malachim who had captured Lot, and he defeated the four Malachim, he told Melech Stom in Bereishis Yudalit, Pasuk Chav Beis, Im Michut V'Atzroch Nal V'im Ech Mikol Shalach. He said, no, I don't want any of the spoils, even though legitimately he was entitled to a share in the spoils. He said, I'm fine, I don't need anything, I'm not going to take anything from you. That's a person who has a good eye. Ruach Nemucha, humbled, we all know. Avram said, in Bereishis Yitches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, I am earth and ashes. And finally, Nefesh Shvala, that he didn't have a great desire. We know that from what he said to Sora, his wife, in Bereishis Yitbeis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hinei no yadati isha yifas mara. Now I know, when I see your reflection in the water. The Medrash tells us that until that point he had never gazed at the beauty of his wife. So we see he was very limited in his physical, earthly desires. On the other hand, by Bilam HaRasha, we find that he had an Ayin Ra. He had tremendous desire of money. And because of his desire for money, he went to curse the Jewish people. He was promised by Balak a large amount of money. That's why he went to curse, because he had this desire for much money. And Rashi tells us on the pasuk in Bamidbar Chavbeis, Pasuk Yudches, Im Yitin li Balak Maloi Beisa Kesav Zov, says Rashi, Mikan Shenafshi Rechavu Mechamed Mamen Acherim. If Balak will give me a whole house full of gold and silver, I won't be able to curse the Bnei Yisrael. Hashem doesn't let me. But what do we see he desired? He desired to have a lot of money like Balak had. He wanted that house full of gold and silver, except Hashem wasn't letting him curse the Bnei Yisrael. So we see he desired money. He was jealous of others. He had an ayin hara. He was ruach gavoa. He was haughty. As we find in Bamidbar, Perek Chavdalet, Pasuk Tazayim, Noom Shemeya Imre Kael, V'yodeya Das Elyon. Do you know who I, Bilam, am? I am the one who hears the words of Hashem, and I know the intricate knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a haughty person. And finally, Nefesh Rechava. How do we know that he had a desirous Nefesh? So the Rambam explains to us that he was the one who gave the advice to Balak that he should have the Benos Moav incite the Jews to have relations with them and then to serve their idols. And the Rambam says if he himself, Bilam, was not a Baal Taiva, he would not have been able to advise and to think of this strategy that would be the downfall of the Jewish people. Because a person does not advise others unless it is something in his nature. Good people advise for good things. It is evil people who are evil in nature who are able to advise for bad things. And that's what the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin, Hein Heino Hoyu Levnei Yisrael Bidvar Bilam, that the Jews were corrupted through the words of Bilam, through his advice that they let their daughters, the Benois Moav's daughters, become hefker, be given over to the desires of the Jewish people, and that caused the downfall of the Jews. So from all this, we see that he had a nefesh rechava. Now the Mishnah asks a startling question. Ma bein tamidiv shel Avram Avinu l'tamidiv shel Bilam Arasha? What is the difference between whether you have three good midos and you follow in the ways of Avram and you're a student of Avram, or you have three bad midos and you follow in the ways of Bilam? As if we wouldn't know the answer, that one winds up in Gan Eden and the other winds up in Gehenim, and yet the Mishnah finds this, finds it necessary to ask a question: what's the difference? What reward does a follower of Avram have, and what punishment does a follower of Bilam have? Ma bein tamidiv shel Avram Avinu tamidiv shel Bilam Rush. This is another question that Reb Lev Chassman asks. Why is the Tana asking this question? And we'll get to the answer at the end of the Mishnah. Tamidiv shel Avram Avinu oichlam b'olam hazeh v'noichlam b'olam haba. They eat in this world, and they have an inheritance in the world to come. Shenamar, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Perichas pasuk havalef, lahanchel oyav ayesh. Those who I love, I will give them yesh. Simple pshat, I'll give them something of substance, which they'll get in olam haba. V'otzer seyem, and their treasure houses amalei, that I will fill up in this world. So Oyavai refers to the students, the descendants of Avram Avinu, as the Pasuk states in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Zera Avram Oyhavi. They are the children of Avram who I love. The Chazal tell us on the word Lahanchel Oyavai Yesh, we find the last mission in Masechta Uktzin, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamas. Every Tzadik will get 310 worlds, which are equal to the gematria, the numerical value of the word Yesh. Yud is 10, Shin is 300, 310 worlds. And the Bartanura explains that the pleasure that everyone will have in Olam Haba will be 310 times more than all the pleasure that he's able to have in this world. And then, Vaitrasayim Amali, I'll fill up his treasure houses in this world. That's what the Talmud of Avram gets. One of the Meforshim on that last mission in Masechta Uktzin explains why specifically do we get 310 worlds? Why not 318 worlds, 500 worlds, 400? What's the numerical value of 310? Yes, it equals the word sheish, but why in fact do we get that number of 310? And they answer very beautifully by first asking another question. What does it mean that Oster Kosh Baruch Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamas? It just should have said in the Mishnah, Oster Kosh Baruch Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik Shai Olamas. The answer is that there are 613 mitzvahs plus 7 mitzvahs midrabbanan. The 613 are from the Torah, but we have to add 7 mitzvahs rabbanan equals 620. When a husband and wife work together, although the husband is doing most of the mitzvahs, because many mitzvahs a woman is not commanded in, but since through the help of his wife, the husband is able to do all his mitzvahs, so the wife gets equal share in his mitzvahs. So if we have 620, because we have 613 plus 7, the rabbanan equals 620, half of 620 is 310. And that's why it says, Oster Kosh Baruch Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Why does it say Tzadik twice, we ask? The answer is, both for the Tzadik the man and the Tzadik the woman. Each one, when the husband and wife work together so that the husband can do most of the mitzvahs, the woman not only gets schar for the mitzvahs that she is mechuyev to do, she's obligated to do on her own, but she also gets schar for helping her husband. She is the ma'asa. She is the one who's causing, she's encouraging and causing her husband to do mitzvahs. Then whatever mitzvahs he does, she gets equal. So they take the full 620 divided in half. Each tzaddik gets 310. That's the significance of the number 310. So that refers to if you're a student of Avram. The Mishnah continues, Avol Talmidiv Shel Bilam Arasha. What happens to them? As if we wouldn't know. Yorshin Gehinim, they get Gehinim. The Yordan Lever Shachas, they go down to a pit of destruction, to purgatory. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perignon Hey, Pasuk Chof Dalid. V'ata Elikim, Yu Hashem, Toridim Lever Shachas, You will lower them to a pit of destruction. Anshe domim umirma, men of blood and treachery. Lo yechzu yimeim, they will not live half of their lives. Vani eftach bach, I, David HaMelech, will have betochen in you, Hashem. And in fact, Bilam HaRasha, who, as we will soon see, was both an anshe domim and a man of mirma, he did not live half of his life, because yimei shnaseinu shivim shana, a normal life of a person is 70 years, as we say in davening, in bigvura shmeinim shana, but most people have lived 70 years, so half of that is 35. And Bilam was killed in a battle at the age of 33, so he did not even live to half of regular life in this world, and certainly he will not get Gan Eden in Olam Haba. Now, Bilam is referred to as an Ishtamim, as the Rambam explains, because through his advice, he caused the death of 24,000 Jews, so he has blood on his hands. He's also a treacherous person, because through his conniving and his trickery and his treacherous ways, that led him to do evil. So he's called Ishmirmad. Any student who follows in the way of Bilam is also referred to as Anshe Damim Umirma, and they will get a Be'er Shachas, a pit of destruction in Olam Haba. Lo Yechzu Yemeihem, they will not live out half of their regular 70-year life in this world, Ba'olam Hazeh. And now we will answer what Rav Leib Chassman Zitzal tells us in Sefer Oryol to answer the two main questions that we posed. Why was it necessary to make a Hagdama at the beginning of the Mishnah and not say it concisely, that if you have the Ayin Tov, Ruach Nemucha, and Nefesh Shefala, you're a Talmud of Avram, and vice versa, if you have Ayin Ra, Ruach Kavo, and Nefesh Shechava, you're a Talmud of Bilam? Why the necessity of Kol Mi Sheyesh B'yadi Shloish Dvarim Halalu, then you're a Talmud of Avram, Shloish Dvarim Acherim, Talmud of Bilam? And again, why did the Tana have to tell us what is the difference between a Talmud of Avram and a Talmud of Bilam? Of course, one goes to Gan Eden, one goes to Gehenna. The answer says, Rav Leib Chassman, who are we speaking about in this Mishnah? Are we speaking about someone who looks like a great tzaddik versus someone who looks like a outcast? A no-goodnik? No. That's not who we're speaking about. We're speaking about, says Rav Leib Chassman, two Rashi Yeshiva who are both sitting on the Mizrachvant. They both have long white beards. They both have long frocks. And they both look like the greatest pious people possible. But if one of them has an Ayin Tova and a Ruach Nemuch and a Nefesh Shvala, and the other has an Ayin Ra and a Ruach Gavoy and a Nefesh Rechava, then it's not just that one is holier than the other, he's on a higher level than the other. No, that's what the mission is saying, a Hagdama. Kol mi sheyesh b'yadi shloish dvar malol. Everyone who has these three things is a Talmud of Avram. And everyone who has three other things is a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. Not only someone who's obviously a tzaddik and the other person is obviously a Rasha, but even two people who appear both to be tzaddikim. It's not just that one is a little bigger and better than the other. No, you should understand, and that's why we're making it clear with an introduction. If you have these three midos, then you're a Talmud of Avram. If, God forbid, you don't have the three midos, then you are not a Talmud of Avram, you are a Talmud of Bilam. And then it enumerates specifically what those midos are. And then the Mishnah asks, Ma bein Talmidu shel Avram Avinu leTalmidu shel Bilam HaRasha? These two people that we're discussing, these two great Torah scholars, both sitting on the Mizrachvant, on the eastern wall with all the great rabbis. What is the difference between them? It's not so obvious that one goes to Gan Eden and one goes to Gehenna. But that's, if you have the good midos, you'll wind up in Gan Eden. If, God forbid, you have the other midos and you're following in the footsteps of Bilam, and you're from his students in your daily interpersonal relationships, then unfortunately you are headed to a place of Be'er Shachas, Yordim Gehinom. And that's why we had to have the introduction, and that's why the Tana had to ask the question, because it's not such a simple, it's not such a given that we would give that answer. We would say one would have a little higher level in Olam Haba and one would have a little lower. No, the Tana says it's a difference between day and night. It's a difference between Gan Eden and Gehinnom. So explains very powerfully, but very beautifully, Rav Leib Chassman in the Sefer Or Yoel.